Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Riley Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 2nd, 1817, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper published a number of notices that provide some insight into what the island imported to satisfy the needs of the local population. At that time in the island's history, sugarcane cultivation absorbed most of the island's 106,000 plus acreage. The island's economy was strong at that time, buoyed by the huge profits that were generated by the exports of sugar and rum, and though there was some small-scale non-agriculture going on, largely practiced by the enslaved people on the fringes of the estates, the island's economy was not diverse enough to support the needs of the population in the terms of a range of different products. Therefore, this meant that the colony had to import a large quantity of what it needed. Bridgetown was a bustling port in which tons of items were landed, brought in by local importers from across the world. The notices in the newspaper illustrated what these items were. They included crackers and cedar shingles from Philadelphia in the United States, and an item with which Barbadians are familiar even today, salmon from New Brunswick in Canada. These were brought in by one C. King and Company. A hugely popular brand of wine was imported from the Portuguese colony of Madeira, which is located in the Atlantic, just off the coast of Northern Africa. Also brought in were cedar shingles, deal lumber, prime mess beef and pork, superfine flour, and Osnaburg, a coarse woven fabric. Casks of fish came in from the Canadian province of Newfoundland. Firearms were a feature of life even at that time, so a range of items associated with the weapons, as well as the items themselves, were imported into Barbados. London provided the island with fowling pieces, which is a type of shotgun, as well as canister powder or reloading powder, which is used in firearms. The notices carried on this day, September 2nd, 1817, reported on one product of note which is brought into the island that was probably used by the richer members of the island. It reflected how luxuriously how many such persons lived. This was Bristol hot well water, which was thermal water that was taken from springs in the English county of Bristol and was famed for its supposed healing qualities. It was used by the wealthy for the treatment of diseases like tuberculosis and scurvy.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.